Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome, Guardians, to Fireteam Chat. I'm Destin Legere, your host. On my right is CJ Gibson, your left. And on my left, your right, is Brian Malkiewicz.
From the C-Team.
From the C-Team.
Nobody else is here.
I don't know which right or left. I mean, that was something else. But.
Stage right?
Camera
I don't
right.
know.
Camera left. No, camera right.
Don't worry about it.
I forget.
Anyway, thank you for joining us, guys. Don't forget, you can watch us on your iPhone, PS4, Xbox One. Just download that IGN app. Today, we're going to be talking about the amazing Destiny Community Con Twitch stream that's been going on. Let's just go right into it, actually. So they've been doing that for a few days now. By the time this airs, it might be done. But before recording, they were over $400,000 donated St. Jude's Hospital at the time of the recording.
That's amazing.
We just kind of wanted to say that is incredible. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for everybody involved with that. And thank you so much for just being an awesome community. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're part of the Destiny community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always phenomenal when we see something like that happen. It's just great. Bungie's on there as we're recording, Bungie is on there and, Bungie is matching donations for all Bungie employees.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out to those guys. Today we're going to talk about, some stories from fans, and a question from a fan that sent an email in. And we're going to talk a little bit about private matches and what our first private match in Destiny will be.
Oh, yeah. So good.
So right off the top, let's actually go into the private match stuff, CJ. So private matches was revealed at Gamescom. We have a ton of coverage already. We had the interview with Deej. We played private matches. It was great. Brian didn't.
Okay.
You were there.
I was there.
But you didn't play.
Invited me to the Bungie booth.
Yeah.
We showed you the footage.
Well, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, you edited the footage for us. No, you didn't. No. I did.
I'll play it when it comes out.
I wouldn't even let him watch the video. I wouldn't even let him watch the video.
Poor Brian.
So what I wanted to ask everybody at the table was, what will be your first private match in Destiny? I'll start. I put this out on Twitter already. I know definitely what I want to do. I want to get a group of people together, and I want to do all Vault of Glass gear and shaders. So either no shader or chatter white, basically.
Chatter white.
Yeah.
Always chatter white. Chatter white.
Or, oh, and all Vault of Glass weapons, and I'm going to pick a Venus map. I haven't decided. I might do, there's a small one and a big one that I'm eyeing up, but I haven't finalized yet.
You pretty much know everybody's going to be rocking Vex. It's going to be like a Vex.
Mythoclast?
Yeah.
Isn't that thing like horribly inaccurate right now?
Mythoclast or Vision of Confluence?
All right, Vision of Confluence. No, mm-hmm. Vex was, I mean, they kind of did a little nerfing to it mm-hmm. after, but I mean.
It's still a beast.
Yeah, it's still a beast. You just don't use it anymore because it's low light level.
Fatebringer isn't a big PvP weapon, mm-hmm. but it's still my favorite gun in the game.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Any chance I get to use it, I'll use that gun.
You're
right. Yeah. If you're interested in joining, hit me up on Twitter at Destin Legere and let me know that you would like to play. That you, A, have all the Vault of Glass gear. or at least the weapons that you would need.
Is that including the gear? Like
the
armor
is the most important part. Okay. Because I just want a team of Guardians wearing all Vogue armor, and I want to do a bunch of photos and stuff
so
in there,
too.
You just want to recreate endgame your like
that's cool.
First couple months of the Destiny.
That's the barrier to entry. You need to have the armor.
Yes.
For starters.
Basically.
And then from there, yeah, I mean, hopefully
you need the weapons that you need for the run.
The only thing I'm missing still is Praetorian Foil. I've never got that.
I never got Praetorian
Revenge. I'm a fusion rifle guy.
Dude, I got it like 2 years after Vogue was like defunct. I was like, I just got Praetorian.
I never got this one. I was like,
yeah.
Hopefully people go out and start playing Vault of Glass to get this because a lot of new players in Taken King probably haven't put enough time into Vault of Glass to get all this gear and all the weapons. So
that's awesome though, dude.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to go, what did I say? Praetus Revenge, definitely, for the sniper.
Yeah.
Or Found Verdict is actually a pretty good shotgun.
Right. Yeah.
So that'll be my secondary. I don't use fusions because they're gross. Vision of Confluence, probably for my primary, yeah. Or Vexmith Clast, just because you need that exotic
slot. Gotta rock that exotic.
Then heavy, Heezin, or I'll use Corrective Measure.
Yeah.
Corrective Measure was actually a beast in PvP, for me anyway, for a long time. And then people figured out how to not be bad at PvP.
Heezin's Vengeance, I still think I pretty much used that rocket almost exclusively up until year two.
Yeah.
That was a great rocket.
Really?
Launcher.
Up to year two?
Yeah. I mean, I loved it.
You never got Cali?
Well, I did, but even still, like, you'd never have it activated just because there's other primary and exotic weapons that I like, but it was a good rocket launcher.
So that's going to be my day one. Hit me up Destin Legarry if you have the gear necessary to join my team, and I'm going to start creating a list. We're just going to play some private matches. CJ, what's yours?
So I was thinking about all the things that I would like to do. And a part of me, there's so many times where we have like office disagreements or stuff like that. And you always want to solve them with a 1v1, you know? So I feel like I should let the community maybe vote on my first map, or we'll figure something out. But
your first opponent or your first map?
That too.
I think you want to go with
Fran.
Let's do it.
Who should CJ play against? Fran. Nobody else is listed.
And that's the vote.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think a 1v1 would be really cool. I think
Fran, use your Titan.
Oh, there it is. Or yeah, which character should I be?
Yeah.
To play against Fran. Hunter, Warlock, or... Yeah.
Hunter's all lowercase, Warlock's all lowercase, Titan's all caps.
That'd be cool.
He's still rocking three Warlocks.
No, he just did a Hunter.
He deleted one. It took him 14 hours to delete a character.
Yeah. He had to clear out his vault space. He's kind of a hoarder like me.
Wait, so why do you got to clear up?
I don't shame him.
Because he had to wipe the character, so he wanted to make sure he had all his
clear vault space to put stuff in it. Man, you guys are hoarders, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm still
you're one player with more than half of his vaults built.
I might delete a bunch of the dumb I bought a bunch of those helmets.
Yeah.
You know, that you could get from Festival of the Lost.
Yeah.
And you can't get them now.
I know.
So I have, it's taken up 20 of my inventory
slots.
Did
you get the skull mask?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Panda Musk is one of these guys who's a big, you know, Bungie fan in the community, and he got it. And I don't know anybody else who had it. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
he did,
I have it. But I guess if you have the boo emote, you lose the no emote, which also sucks.
Oh, yeah, I was hearing about that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so CJ, you're going to do 1v1. You don't know your map.
I think so.
You're picking a Titan. You're just going to shoulder charge Fran because he doesn't know what to do against shoulder charge, apparently.
I mean, if the community wants to see that, you know, then that's what
I think
do.
They do.
Yeah.
I think they do.
We'll figure something out. Yeah.
All right. Malkowitz?
So mine will be kind of stolen from Reddit, from the Destiny Reddit, but it will...
Typical.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, it'll be a Rumble. It'll be kind of like Infected.
Oh, you're just
The thing is
you're rip off Halo even.
Exactly. Halo,
zombies.
Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. How does it work?
Basically the person who's not infected is Highlight. It could be Max or whatever we want to set it at, but the rest of the players are all just like your one bottom tier gear.
Oh.
And when you know if you kill that person has to change their gear, you know, as they're dead back into lower level gear.
Interesting.
That'd
until
be cool.
You know, until everybody dies. I think that'll be a
So only it one person at any time.
Do
has
they get
level?
A sword then? Is the person who is you know because
I guess
athlete,
that's the I haven't really thought about
you got to configure all the rules.
Yeah,
you didn't think this out very well. We're already poking holes in your ideas.
You know how Infected works. It could work the same. But
not
Destiny has
Destiny
guns.
Mode.
Which
exactly.
sword do they get?
It doesn't matter. If they have a sword, they can.
Well, there's four legendary and there's three exotics.
I guess it depends. Not everybody's going to have every sword, so legendary or exotic doesn't matter.
Fine.
Okay.
That changes the
that's
game
cool,
quite a
though.
Bit.
I mean, that's...
Not really.
I don't like Brian so far. I think you got to work on it a little bit.
I think that's really cool. And
I like the idea.
I'm amazed at thinking all the different things that are going to arise from this. And Bungie's been doing that for years. So if they implement some of these cool things that are going to come out of it to the game, I mean, they could do that in 6 months or a year. Who knows when.
So I'm so happy that Iron Banner armor from... all the past Iron Banners is going to be in the castle because I can finally delete my year one Iron Banner gear from my inventory hoarders, from my vault.
Yeah, I know, get dude. I'm in the same boat. I can't.
I spent so much time getting all that gear, and they're just like, just delete it. I'm just it took me a month to get a full set on one character.
I can't shame him, bro. So, yeah, I'm in the same spot.
I'm only kind of that way.
It took me a year to get a full box
set. I'm only that way with, like,
I didn't get arms on my hunter until
the exotics and the raid stuff is the stuff I won't delete. But
you can get the exotics now because of the blueprint. So it's not the same.
Yeah.
So hopefully, are they bringing that all back with everything? Is a blueprint for most of that Iron Banner stuff?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Wait, a blueprint?
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Iron Banner stuff isn't an exotic. So
no, I know. But I mean,
we know you can buy the sashes from one of the characters, and we think there's going to be options to get the other sets. I don't remember if that was confirmed yet or not.
Okay.
But yeah. So that's really, really exciting.
It is.
Very much so. We're going to try something. I set up a speakpipe.com/fireteamchat account. I'm trying it out. So if you guys could help me out, we have 20 90-second messages. And if you just call in, you just kind of log into speakpipe.com/fireteamchat. And then you leave a 90-second message. I can take 20 messages. Let me know what your first private match in Destiny would be, and we might play it on the air.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of a little experiment I'm trying just to see how the service goes. And how quickly we would fill up 20 messages.
I'm super stoked for private matches. Like, I have to reiterate, I cannot believe that it happened. I posted a video, and Fran...
You and Fran did a chat, right? Well, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, we did a chat just right after.
Because I was jet-lagged.
It's okay. So was I. I'm half asleep and jet-lagged now. But it's crazy because I don't think really anybody believed it. It's like, why?
Well, we talked about it on the show. It's like, yeah, it's going to be private. What else could it be?
I know, but there's still people I just were thinking denial still. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm amazed that it is. So
2 years
from that
later.
Standpoint, I'm so stoked to do all these kind of things that I know private matches will just kind of open up the door for. So
got it.
Absurdly.
So this week we are breaking the mold a little bit. I actually opened up the email archives. And I'm hoping that speakpipe.com works well for us, because if it does, that might be the new way for us people to interact with the show.
Nice.
So we're trying that out this week. But I opened up Destiny at IGN.com, and I found some emails, and I wanted to read some of them on the air today. So we're going to start with this one from Sean Bukowski, and it says the following. Fireteam Chat Guardians, my wife and I are recent fans of the show. Oh, by the way, the email was Destiny Helps My Marriage.
Nice.
Oh, so, how long ago was this sent?
Yeah. June 16th.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've read the email.
Yeah, but it's...
I apologize to people sending in emails. I'm like 780 emails.
He's just lazy.
Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, my wife and I are recent fans of this show, only just discovering it about 2 weeks ago, so we're a few months behind. I've been playing Destiny since it first released, adding each expansion as it came out. However, my wife only started playing in March when we moved across the country from California to Maryland. We moved here for work in Washington, D.C., but due to the length of my commute for work, I'm normally away from the house 10 to 12 hours each day. We feel you, bro. Yes, we all feel you on that.
All of us.
Due to some physical limitations, especially now that she's pregnant with our first kid. Congratulations.
Congrats.
CJ knows what that's like.
Three.
She wasn't able to get out of the house here much. About a month ago, I was able to buy PlayStation Plus for her own account, so she no longer had time to play. Oh, wait. She no longer had time to play mine. This gave her a social outlet, and she's since been able to acquire a good group of friends purely through playing Destiny. That's awesome. Each day when I get home from work, our conversation about our days tend to turn into the game. I'm losing my spot here. It's a big paragraph. I've started saving, and eventually I'd like to be able to afford her own copy, PS4 copy of Destiny, so that we can play together. But for now, when we're able, we'll watch each other play, and I honestly feel the game has brought us closer and made our relationship stronger. We hope you keep making the podcast, and we'll keep listening. And I personally hope the Destiny franchise continues long into the future, as I hope to one day pass down the legacy of my gamer tag to our currently soon-to-be-born son. Wow.
That's awesome.
Your fans, Sean and Anna, Guardians Jericho_Veronis and Tattooed Girl XO.
Nice.
Thank you for sharing that story.
That's
super
story.
Cool.
I wanted to read that on the show, and I kind of want to transition to it in a topic for the show. What is an unexpected way
So it's sort of two. CJ, you had one that you wanted to talk about. So first, I want to know an unexpected way that Destiny has impacted your life, and kind of aligning with the Destiny Community Con story, why does Bungie have this magic when it comes to building fantastic communities? This was your idea to talk about.
Yeah.
So let's start with the community building. I mean, this guy's marriage is stronger through this product where you get to kind of experience this world. I've made tons of friends online.
Same.
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so CJ, why don't you elaborate a little bit on this topic that you wanted to bring up?
Well, I would love to be able to pinpoint what it is, but I really don't know. There is some kind of magic to it that...
You look what they did with Halo.
Yeah, what they did with Halo and Halo 3. So there's a combination of things, besides it being a great game, because Destiny is a really good game. The product time of their release is very... Oh, you want to make sure... it's harkening back to a few episodes ago. Just thinking back to... I mean, I played a lot of Halo 2. I remember launch night, I was there. I remember the server going offline, I was there. Just playing Halo 2, Halo 3, and Reach, and every other Halo game in between.
On Xbox, did
on
you
use... On Xbox, exactly.
On so, Xbox, for Halo 1, did you use the phone thing where you could play online, but it was really crappy?
You know, I didn't. I tried to... We did
I think it was Xbox
LAN
Connect.
Stuff.
It was Xbox Connect?
Yeah, I mean...
So you could play online, but it was really rough.
I even went so far as when Halo 2 went offline, because it would hurt me, I bought Vista and played Halo 2
for
a long time.
I'd have bought Vista for that, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was just like, So from that standpoint, yeah, I've met friends in all different countries. And actually, so that was really my initial... You know, probably in 2006, meeting with Fran of IGN.
Yeah.
So I played lots of Halo, was really excited, never been to an E3, and was like, hey, I'm going to throw this message out there. And I did a video, which I would never show probably to anybody in the world now. And so that was, you know, largely focused
here
on...
Here it is right here, everybody.
No, no. But yeah, so that was one of my introductions into IGN, you know, meeting Fran and doing this crazy Halo 2 video. 10-plus years ago.
Wow.
And
I really have to find this video.
No.
And I'm putting it in the show.
Fran
I'm putting it in the show
somewhere.
Where we talked about
Never.
It.
Never. But, it, I mean, it's crazy. So, again, being a fan of Halo and Destiny for a long, long time, you know, it's insane how the community has these
If you
things.
Let us put your Halo 2 thing at the end of this video, I'll put my Halo 3 Machinima, which is awful. At the end of the video.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. I honestly don't know where it is. I had it online because it was just pre-YouTube. YouTube was not around. So I said, I know, I'm aging myself here, but it's like, you know, I sent it, I think, in an email. And, yeah, he replied back, well, it's great. You know, I mean, everybody has a friend
it's
impression.
It's great. You'll never work here.
Or maybe in 10 years. But, yeah, I mean, so just looking back at that, it's pretty crazy how a game that... If you think of all the other first-person shooters that have been out there, like, you know, Call of Duties and Modern Warfare and Battlefields, there is just something special about Bungie games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to quantify what exactly it is, but the community just rallies around them, and it's awesome. And again, we got a little emotional putting the bow ties on Destiny. I really hope that Destiny 2 has that same effect. I don't know that it will. It's always the risk with a sequel or with, like, a number 3 or 4. So hopefully Destiny 2 has that same
magic,
yeah, because if it goes away or if it fragments the community or it feels different, it's like, you know. So I really do think that there is something special about Destiny, and I hope it does continue with Destiny 2.
Me too.
For sure.
Brian, do you have a story to share?
Less than that.
No. Oh.
That deep.
Yeah. I should have went second.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Or just a theory about, like, the magic of
it. Just
magic.
Yeah, I mean, it brings people together in a way that most games can't do it. But I will say that I have gotten friends from Destiny that I play, not just Destiny with, more games that I'll play with these guys anytime they want to play another game. But because of this game, that, you know, they brought us together in a sort of way that no other game can. And so because of that, I'll take any chance to play with them in any other game as well. So, Destiny's awesome for that. So, if nothing as incredible as your story with Fran is, but yeah,
that is cool. I mean, so it's weird because we don't really know what it is, but some of it is obviously the gameplay, the UI design. Largely, a good portion of the 360 Blade system was built on Halo 2's infrastructure and the way it worked, and even Destiny now, it's very much Halo 2. People join on the right, messages, inbox, being able to see the people that you're going to play against in advance before the menu. Like, there's a whole bunch of little details like that where you could actually see how they've just evolved it over the past, like, 10, 15 years. And it's crazy that some of those, you know, those very basic things are in there, but they're done so, so well. And they obviously know that. They've been doing this forever, so.
For me, I have sort of a weird relationship with Destiny where in that I'm sort of an introvert. Like, I spend a lot of time alone, sort of. I don't know. It's hard to explain because, like, I'm on camera all the time. I do this show. I can present. But then I go home, and my outlet is this game world. Mm-hmm. You know, and I hop into Destiny, I play, and I've made friends in Destiny. So it's really cool to have these interactions and these relationships with people that I've never actually met face-to-face. And if I did, they would have to say, hey, it's me, so-and-so from Destiny.
You have no
idea
what they look like?
Yeah, hey, it's me. It's Moers. Or I think about Moers a lot because I played a ton of year one with him and, you know, a few of the other guys. Yeah, I'm blanking.
You'll just know their gamer tags only.
I forgot about you already.
Well, City was the other one. Moers and City were like two of the regulars. And then there was one dude who we actually played Uncharted 2 with, and I'm blanking on his name. It's bumming me out because I've been playing with him for like 10 years. But anyway, so those, I'm great at making friends.
These guys are watching the show.
He just prefaced it with,
tell us heartfelt story, but remember nobody's names.
I remembered City and Moers. I don't think they're playing anymore, but yeah, they're great. And like, it's the first time I gave people online my personal phone number.
Right.
So like, we could communicate. And that's not something I've done. And I've made friends since then, like, you know, Steph and some of the other people that I've played Prison of Elders with. And, yeah, it's just really, really cool. And I don't know if I've ever experienced a game like that before.
No.
No.
You know?
It's rare. Yeah, I mean.
It's rare. Not rare. The company.
It's Bungie.
It is uncommon.
It's rare. It is uncommon. Yeah. Yeah. It is cool. I mean, I've had that same thing with two or three people playing Destiny where actually just Charlie Gadsden, shout out to Terrible Mighty. I mean, I've been playing with him for 2 or 3 years now, and I've only met him twice in my life.
Terrible Mighty's Charlie Gadsden?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
So there you go. So, and that's the thing. Like, everybody knows him as Charlie Gadsden. Because, yeah, he's been a fan of IGN and Beyond and all that stuff for years. And so I met him twice now at Comic-Con when we were there. And just briefly, for like 5 minutes, him and his wife would come down and be like, yeah, you know, come on out. And, yeah, I play trials with him.
He's
probably
so
every weekend.
Chill.
He's super, like, he's awesome. He's a great guy. And just to think about how you, like you said, you'd never really go as far as giving your personal information hardly out on the internet, let alone to some people that you've met, like, playing a game.
Well, it's like, okay, we've been playing together 6 months. I think, like, we can exchange numbers for communication.
Exactly. But think about another game you've done that with.
Never. Yeah.
Never. True. Yeah. You know, but, like, Halo 2, and that's it. Like, Halo 2 is the only other game I've played.
But also Bungie.
Again,
it's because you spend so much time in those worlds, I think.
It is. It's a combination of. And do you feel that? Like, so for all the PvP I've ever played, there's those moments where you're. And I can only imagine what private matches is going to do. I mean, I probably go back and forth in private matches a bit. But when you go back and you start to, like, train and you learn and you play with the same crew and you do that over and over again, you do feel like you're living in this alternate reality world. And, yeah, I've not really experienced that probably since Halo 2, and Destiny has been that game. And so I think private matches is, again, going to open up another crazy door where, you know, we were talking about all the different things besides 1v1ing Fran, which, please.
Like, yes.
We have to make that happen. just thinking about the stuff that Halo 2 did really well where, like, you know, people would jump into a map to learn how to super jump. You just do that for hours and be like, no, I can't do it. And I don't know if you've ever did that in Halo 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that with the grenade and the rocket?
Sometimes. I mean, there's like rocket jumping, but then there's also just, there was physics points in the map where if you
dock
at like a certain point and then bounce up. I think Ascension, you did that and you get to the top of the level and you're like, no, you hated everybody who did it. But
so now we can finally break these maps.
Yeah.
I got my Flawless on Vault of Glass. I know all about their geometry problems. God.
But they just, like, sometimes you can play something and Destiny has that ability. You've played it millions of times, and something still 3 years later will just come out of the woodworks, and you're like, has that always been there?
Yeah.
Like year one triumphs, I passed that chest underneath Venus a dozen times. Like, I missed that chest.
Behind the pillar?
Behind the pillar.
Yeah, you were talking about when you go into the ground, the one that's hiding behind the pillar. Yeah, I didn't find that one until I needed to do the Moments of Triumph for year one.
Me either.
But I never knew. It was just hiding right behind
that
pillar.
I sparrowed past it for like a year. Yep.
30-pound heavier Destin Legere did a Best Way to Play where we listed all the treasure chest locations.
I don't watch your content.
Look for that video, guys.
Yeah, so look for that. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very cool. I mean, again, not sure what it is, but there is definitely something about it.
Definitely. Maybe somebody can bring you closer to that mic so everybody can hear you.
Stop that, Destin.
Well, CJ is very conversational. We do have another email we wanted to read today. I'm going to let CJ do that one. Hopefully he reads as well as I do.
I will get closer to the mic for everybody out there. This is from Tyler Rogers.
He has a question.
Xbox Live, yes. Name Shubaluter.
What's his question?
His question is, but he apologizes first. Hey guys, sorry in advance.
Sorry.
Email.
Sorry.
Canada coming through there. Over the past few weeks, I've gotten back into listening to your show, and I hadn't listened since about episode 10. It's all good.
Ouch. That's
all good.
That's right.
Since I started listening again and started playing The Division.
I
played Division. The developers are legit, like, delaying their next DLC to fix the problems with their game. Anyway. Well,
there's a lot of
problems. Yeah.
That's for another conversation.
He stopped playing for many reasons, all which seem to have been addressed except for one, the raids. Specifically, Bungie's unwillingness to add matchmaking or some sort of matchmaking solution to the game. Ooh, Destin, you might have something to say on this one.
I have words for that.
I've worked 60 hours a week and have a very limited gaming time that I don't really want to spend searching around the internet for people to do raids with. He's two characters, a hunter and a warlock, at mid-level 20, and hasn't played since before all the expansions. His question, without the raids, do you believe there's enough content to make coming back to the game worth it? Or would he be better off waiting until Destiny 2? Your advice would be greatly appreciated.
Here's my take. First of all, on the raid note, we did talk to Scott, and there's an article that I just saw on Destructoid where... they're talking about raid matchmaking. It's something that's being discussed internally at Bungie. I don't think it's going to be matchmaking the way that strikes are or anything like that right now, but they are trying to solve for that problem.
And you did ask Deej that straight-up question, I think.
I asked Deej and Scott, and Scott said, like, you know, we talk about all this stuff internally. Anything you guys bring up on the show or the community is discussing, we're talking about the same stuff. But sometimes they just can't come to a consensus on how to address the issue. The raid thing is something that they're looking at. Now, to elaborate further on his question, should I come back? Did he say he played Year 2 Taken King?
He stopped playing and started playing the Division. So this is
so right around Year 2.
He had to have played Taken
King.
Let's assume
he played Taken King. You should come back for Rise of Iron. If you're willing to pay the entry fee of $30, addressing a lot of the system problems. The new artifacts are going to be really cool. There's going to be a really nice story with Lord Saladin and the SIVA thing. And that's even without the raid. The new strikes,
there's a bunch of good stuff, though, that he can start now. You know, if you haven't played since the April update,
there's a lot of stuff you can start working on the light level,
prepping and saving stuff for the launch of Rise of Iron, because there's going to be a lot of content with it. So there's no reason why you shouldn't play now.
And the year two triumphs is kind of a way to kind of negate what you really don't need to do if you want to just focus on that stuff. But you were talking about the raid matchmaking.
Yeah. That's it. They're working on it. Hopefully they come up with a solution soon. One thing that might help you is the 100.io. That is a great place to find other people that are looking to do the raid. I use destinylfg.net. I think that's still good. And also Planet Destiny, I think, has some stuff on their site that you can check out for LFG. You can go to the Destiny subreddit, and they have stuff there for LFG. There's a lot of avenues, but the two most popular that I know of are DestinyLFG.net and the 100.io.
Yeah.
Okay, side note. He said he has a hunter and a warlock, both of them at mid-20s level.
Whoa,
so he has not played Taken King.
You didn't play Taken King? Then then get the collection that comes with Rise of Iron.
You got a lot of work to do,
right? There's a collection that comes with Rise of Iron. Pick that up and start playing, because you're missing out on
lot of content. If you're mid-20s, then you haven't even played Vault of Glass.
Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, you might not have got some of the higher gear.
The leveling chains, now you just get XP and levels you up.
He's saying he can't do raids because he needs to do he needs matchmaking for that because obviously he doesn't have like a big group to play
Strikes
with.
Strikes have matchmaking
but the
now.
Alternatives like Destiny LFG. There's always people ready to play the game.
Tyler, there is a ton that you can do. And if you guys want to message Tyler, if you're looking for a buddy to kind of
Xbox Live gamer tag,
kind of play through
I'll play with you,
it's
Brian X Bang.
Shoe Balooter, Shoobalooter is his gamer tag. Send him a message. Be like, hey, I heard you're looking for Destiny pals on Fireteam chat. Let's play together.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think I've ever.
And then don't be awful.
Yeah. Well, that I mean, be prepared for a raid, though.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think that's the thing. Even looking at every person I've ever matched up with LFG, whether it was for trials or raiding and all that stuff, it's amazing. Sometimes you just had the lucky jackpot where, I've been randomly paired up with people and remained pretty good friends with them played lots
Same.
Of times. So it's weird.
Shout out to my sometimes raid. You get partnered with Fran,
and sometimes you play with Fran.
Oh God,
just kidding.
That's a different conversation, Destin. Yeah.
So you guys think he should come back?
Yeah,
I think
sure.
If he is mid-20s level, then yeah.
I believe the collection comes with Rise of Iron. Get the collection.
Yeah, that comes with everything. House of Wolves, Dark Below.
Because if he's mid-20s, he played Vanilla.
That's Vanilla.
Yeah. Dude, get the collection.
Because Vanilla cap is 30.
There is so much to do if he's that far behind.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, not even...
That's a year and a half of content.
Yeah.
That needs to get done before Rise of Iron.
Wow.
Get done.
Fun fact, on Unlocked, we saw that Destiny the Taken King collection was one of the top 10 most sold in July.
It's crazy.
And it, like, Rise of Iron's not even here yet.
And so the game is 2+ years old.
Yeah.
Or almost.
Well, Taken King. Is,
yeah, exactly.
Like, man.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, Tyler, you got a lot of greatness. Hopefully some people send you some message and you can find some buddies on Xbox.
You can find me on Xbox. I'll play with you.
Yeah. Sean's out this
Sean
week,
too.
But I'm sure he'll message you and complain about microtransactions. The community is really, really not happy with Bungie.
It was about to be genuine, yeah.
I feel like we should mention
Real
that
quick.
The community is extremely unhappy with the fact that the exotics
Content.
And the strike are being held until 2017. You're an Xbox player, right?
I'm an Xbox player.
How do you feel about it?
It hurts.
You're
the
not...
Problem.
I'll say this. They're not missing much.
No.
It does suck. It sucks that in your kiosk, you got to look at those things and you can't get
in
those items.
It
That's
sucks,
annoying.
But
I don't know why.
Did they confirm Taken King content was being held back? Because I remember in your interview you said...
It sounds like
you said Zen Meteor, but I was like, that's
and Jade Rabbit.
Okay, so Jade Rabbit is Taken King.
It's the Taken King content. It's being held for another year. Everything else is available.
It's hard for me to care too much and not be upset because... I'm not impressed with any of the PlayStation exclusives. The only one that I ever really kind of felt salty about was the Hawkmoon. And obviously we have that, so I'm not saying we don't. But I mean, that was the only one that felt like a game changer.
If
you're playing on PlayStation, you go into PvP. Mm-hmm. That's a completely different game. Not really, but I mean, like,
year one Hawkmoon.
And year one Hawkmoon
is
a game changer. So it's like we didn't have that.
Zen Meteor is really good.
But
you're not missing much.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm going into
Jade's
a raid, am I
pretty
taking,
good, but there's comparable weapons.
Exactly. If I'm going into a raid, am I using Zen Meter or am I using Black Spindle?
Yeah, you're using,
I'm
using
Black
Spindle.
Either way. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it does suck because, you know, we're to Sean's defense, you know, we're paying the same
amount of
money.
He hasn't even said anything yet.
Yeah. You know
Sean's
he's going
defense.
To,
no, he talks about. He's talked
Sean
about.
Sean was like, "Please." Sean sent me a message. He's like, "Please tell me you grilled them." I'm like, "They can't say anything." It's all contractual stuff. Literally, if they tell me too much, they'll get sued.
And as an Xbox,
like, they
player,
can't say anything.
The Xbox platform is the biggest offender of exclusive time DLC mostly with the Call of Duty series.
I basically...
Doesn't make it okay, but...
Before I interviewed Deeds, they're like, do you have any questions about the content-exclusive stuff? I'm like, I'm going to ask you, like, are these things going to be held until 2017? Like, can you confirm or just talk about it a little bit and just say what you're able or want to say about it? I gave them the opportunity to discuss, to address the community. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And the community's pissed.
Xbox community is pissed.
Yes. I understand
PlayStation guys are like...
I understand why. I will say this. People were commenting that Deeds seemed like he really didn't want to talk about it. I don't think he's happy about it personally. He's an Xbox player, and he seems just as upset as the community, but he's a representative, and he has to play that role.
Yeah.
So,
it's a tough spot.
They need to address that somehow.
why 2017 Destiny 2 will be out. It doesn't make any sense.
So, I mean, that
I always struggle with the why.
Well,
with
that's
the question.
The thing. And it's like,
why?
So
that's got to be a contractual thing between Activision and Sony more than it is with anything to do with Bungie.
Yeah.
I'm sure if it was up to Bungie, everybody would have the same, the same playing field.
Mm-hmm. No, Activision did this for like almost every single.
Well, they did that with Call of Duty.
Call of Duty and
Xbox had that.
So
for
the difference is that
years.
Now, I mean, PlayStation is leading in console sales as well as everything else. So it's weird to see it shift because nobody, you know, not only was PlayStation free way back then, now it's like PlayStation's charging for their fee and it's going up another $10.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So just looking at all those different things over the years, it's weird now how it's reversed. But
yeah.
Again,
is it on the same level as Xbox Live now for the same price?
It's $60. Yeah, they're the same price.
Yeah, but I mean, for that long, I mean, that was people's main reason for playing on PlayStation. Is that
Xbox? I gotta say this about Xbox Live, they've been crushing it with the games of gold.
Oh,
and
man.
PlayStation at first was doing great,
and,
yeah.
that,
and now
but
it's just kind of like
the backwards compatibility stuff with it.
Yes,
now. So
yeah.
like every Xbox game that's free,
every 360 game. Yeah,
so it's weird. To me, it's very. It's just a cyclical thing. It's almost like it's an ebb and flow. It's back and forth, and this is just where PlayStation is at within the contractual negotiations. Probably.
So yeah,
Activision
my final note. For
Tyler,
for the PlayStation exclusive
no,
stuff.
No, not Tyler.
Get out here, Tyler.
No, just kidding, Tyler.
For the exclusive stuff is that as long as it can, because none of it's majorly impressed me. So like, you know, when I first played Dust Palace, I was like,
yeah,
I wasn't missing any of that. Mm-hmm. Undying Mind was a PlayStation exclusive. Right?
I play on PlayStation for coverage reasons. Mm-hmm. Like that's why I started.
Exactly.
There were content exclusives with PlayStation, so I'm like, okay,
nothing,
well, I'm going to have to cover that strike.
Nothing has been mind-blowingly awesome. Like the strike exclusives. Hawkmoon was the only exception to any.
And
PlayStation
I think they learned
exclusive.
Their lesson.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, do something that's game changing as an exclusive. So as long as like. The content, I don't want to say it's mediocre because it's not. I mean, they're still fun, but they're nothing you're missing out on. So it's like, I'm not going to be upset unless it's like a huge game changer.
Mm-hmm. I really like Zen Meteor, though. I just won.
It's fun. He used to be crap about it all the time.
I know. I love to show you.
I need two exotics. I've been streaming twitch.tv/TheDestined channel.
Which ones?
Follow me. I need two more. Jade Rabbit.
You don't have Jade Rabbit?
I never got it.
Oh,
I don't know what the hell. I need Jade Rabbit and I need Lord of Wolves, which I got in year one, cannot get in year
two. How much Challenge of the Elders have you played? I got that in the first day.
30 rounds.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got one last night.
Really?
Yeah, I played last night and I got one.
I mean, it took me a long time to get Jade Rabbit too, but I mean, I've had some terrible luck. I didn't get Hawkmoon almost all year one until like 3 days before year two, and it was amazing. It was like a bullet across the map. It was just like a sniper. It was unbelievable. So I'm really upset that I did not get a chance. I mean, as a PlayStation guy, I didn't get Hawkmoon all year one.
I just want to have
hurt me.
I just want to have all the exotics before Rise of Iron. All I've been doing is farming as many marks as I can every week so that I can get my armor exotics at least filled out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. But I'm kind of doing the same thing with exotic engrams, just saving them all up.
I need 3 Titan helmets, 4 Warlock pieces, and I think I'm down to 400 pieces.
Nice.
But they're all like, it's like Kirby Sting or whatever, which I don't really need.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing important.
Yeah.
Glasshouse, I might need. Like, Helmet Intermorse Light, it looks cool, but do I need that exotic?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
I have all the important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should wrap it up, you guys. We're probably over on time. I will be streaming the first week of September with Planet Destiny on twitch.tv/TheDestined channel. We're going to be practicing with Vault of Glass first, and then we're going to do The Dark Below, and then we're going to do Taken King. We're just going to do a bunch of streams where we kind of start to figure out how to play together as a team, figure out the mechanics there and how that's all going to work. And you can watch on twitch.tv/TheDestined channel.
And when he says we, he means him.
Just me.
I'm actually not.
Yeah.
I'm going to be probably doing
CJ
other...
couldn't commit in time.
Yeah.
So it's me and Planet Destiny.
Doing some other coverage.
I'll be on their shoulders in their backpacks.
But going for
I
that
can carry
world
my
gold.
Own. I can sort of carry my
so
own.
So my vacation after Tokyo Game Show somehow coincided with the release of Rise of Iron.
Oh,
really?
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Somehow.
September 20th, we'll be streaming on IGN. The 23rd, we will be doing a 12-hour-long stream with Planet Destiny.
12 hours.
Wow. Well, we're all committed to at least going 12 hours to try and get worlds first.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I'm willing to.
I think
Bungie
was adamant about making it so the raid doesn't take that long to complete. The first
I
chapter.
Hope it yes. doesn't take that long. It would be great to
They're
go.
Like,
home.
Hey, our commitment is too much. So hopefully yeah. they. I don't know.
I'm saving up my engrams. I am unlocking my exotics. I'm going to be good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be raiding, but I'm excited to jump into private matches.
You're not going
to
be raiding.
I'm not. Well, I mean, I will, but I'm just saying there's a bunch of things that I want to do, like just learning different strategies for maps. And
everybody's going to be like light years ahead of you as far as gear.
No, but there's a whole bunch of new things. I mean, we didn't get a chance to talk too much about it, but just thinking about like, you know, the tourney side of private matches, you know, as well as, you know, machinima things, if you're doing, you know, gameplay videos.
That's on my wish list, actually.
Yeah, all these kind of things that I think private matches will spawn. I'm stoked about that. I really did not think that they were going to do it. I just was like, okay, get that out of my mind. And when they did, yeah, I was pretty stoked.
They were thinking about you.
Yeah, thank you, Bungie. Thank you. But yeah, I mean, super excited. I'm definitely obviously going to be playing the raid. Just cannot commit to, you know, 12 hours. And, you know, going for a world run. But, dude, I mean, that's awesome. So
yeah, it's really, really exciting.
Hopefully you can make that happen.
We need to wrap it up, though, guys. We will be back next week, and I and Fran will be at Destiny Community Con. So if you see us, say hello, introduce yourself, because I'm not going to know who you are. Just be like, hello, my name is so-and-so. I like the show. Nice to meet you.
And even if he did play with you, he might not remember your name.
I don't know what
Shout
they look
out.
Like.
That's right. That's
you just let me know their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys make me sound awful.
Yeah, it's all good.
So as we transition into the outro, but before that, I will put my Halo 3 machinima, which is awful, after the bumper. So if you want to watch it, and if we find CJ's,
maybe Fran has it somewhere.
If we find CJ's, we'll put his maybe at the end of this episode or the next one. Yeah.
I'll take a look. I had it on like a web server at one point in time. I really don't know.
Geocities.com?
No clue.
Oh my God.
Some kind of old technology. It's put around in cyberspace somewhere probably. So.
All right, guys. Well, we'll wrap it up. We'll say goodbye. So until next time,
Guardians out.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.